providing you with oil for your lamp. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Luke. Jesus also told the following parable to certain persons who were sure of their own goodness and looked down on everybody else. Two men went up to pray in the temple. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax gatherer. The Pharisee stood up and said his prayer as follows: I thank thee, O God, I am not like the rest of men, thieves, rogues, and immoral, or even like yon tax gatherer. Twice a week I fast, on all my income I pay tithes. But the tax gatherer stood far away and would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, O God, have mercy on me for my sins. I tell you, he went home accepted by God rather than the other man. For everyone who uplifts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be uplifted. Now people even brought their infants for him to touch them. When the disciples noticed it, they checked them. But Jesus called for the infants. Let the children come to me, he said. Do not stop them. The realm of God belongs to such as these. I tell you truly, whoever will not submit to the reign of God like a child, he will not get into it at all. To his disciples he said, It is inevitable that hindrances should come, but woe to the man by whom they come. It would be well for him to have a millstone hung round his neck and be tossed into the sea, rather than prove a hindrance to one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, check him, and if he repents, forgive him. Even if he sins against you 7 times in one day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. The apostle said to the Lord, Give us more faith. The Lord said, If you had faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Which of you, with a servant out plowing or shepherding, will say to him when he comes in from the field, Come at once and take your place at table? Will the man not rather say to him, Get something ready for my supper, gird yourself and wait on me till I eat and drink, then you can eat and drink yourself? Does he thank the servant for doing his bidding? Well, it is the same with you. When you have done all you are bidden, say, We are but servants, we have only done our duty. Now it happened in the course of his journey to Jerusalem that he passed between Samaria and Galilee. On entering one village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Noticing them, he said, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Now one of them turned back when he saw that he had been cured. Glorifying God with a loud voice, he fell on his face at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. So Jesus said, Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was there no one to return and give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Get up and go. Your faith has made you well. On being asked by the Pharisees when the reign of God was coming, he answered them, The reign of God is not coming as you hope to catch sight of it. No one will say, Here it is, or There it is, for the reign of God is now in your midst. To his disciples he said, There will come days when you will long and long in vain to have even one day of the Son of Man. Men will say, See, here he is, see, there he is, but never go after them, never run after them. For like lightning that flashes from one side of the sky to the other, so will the Son of Man be on his own day. though first he must endure great suffering and be rejected by the present generation. Even as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and being married, till the day that Noah entered the ark. Then came the deluge and destroyed them all. Or even as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, and building, but on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, if a man is on the housetop and his goods inside the house, he must not go down to fetch them out. Nor must a man in the field turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to secure his life will lose it, and whoever loses it will preserve it. On that night, I tell you, there will be two men in a single bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding together. One will be taken and the other left. Where, Lord? They asked him. And he said to them, Where the body lies, there will the vultures gather. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Luke.